Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, in 2015, while working at a Dublin hotel during a convention, Dominique Meehan was held captive and raped. Her attacker was eventually jailed for 12 years, after which Dominique decided to drop her anonymity so she could speak about her experiences after the rape took place. Although the attack took place in Dublin, she had to travel to Mullingar to a sexual assault treatment unit because in a city of over a million people, there were no places available. Today she sent a letter to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar on this issue. Dominic's on the line. Afternoon, Dominic.
Hi there, how's it going?
Now, I don't want to dwell on the details of the rape too much, but it took place in 2015, and it, certainly from what I've read about you about it, this chap planned it out in advance and then kept you prisoner, essentially.
It seemed that he did, yeah. We were told during the court that he had basically taken a rape kit with him with BDSM gear, handcuffs, and the condoms and a knife. He only told me about the condoms, but or rather, he said he had condoms, but he also told me about a knife, but he never brought it out. So I was taken fairly aback when the judge told me that he had planned this, but this wasn't a crime of opportunity. He was going to rape someone that day. It just happened to be me.
How long after that all took place did you get to the police to tell them about it?
I was locked in a room at the convention, and my friend had come looking for me. My friend pulled him off me and told me immediately to phone the Gardaí and the ambulance and call everyone, is basically what he said. So it was immediate.
Yeah. And so then, presumably then you're brought to a Garda station. And how long are you there for before even the subject of the sexual assault treatment unit comes up?
No, I was I was staffing at the convention.
Right.
So I was brought into the staff room to be with the people from the ambulance and another Garda. And she stayed with me on the phone, trying to find a Sati that was close. I was told to take my clothes off in the staff room and be given fresh clothes. They put those in a evidence bag. And so it was about 2 hours before I got to leave the convention itself to go to a SATU unit.
And there was no SATU unit available in Dublin at all?
None at all, no. There's only one in Dublin. In the whole of Dublin County, there's only one in the Rotunda Hospital.
Which in itself is extraordinary. So where did you have to go?
I had to go to Mullingar Hospital, which was about an hour's drive in an ambulance away.
And so then how long was it, Dominique, before that whole process is over? Because obviously you've just been through a profoundly traumatic experience and, you probably want to have a bath or, that kind of thing. But you weren't allowed to do that until they'd done their examination.
Exactly, yeah. Basically, I was raped at 6 p.m. In the evening, and the process was finished by 1 a.m.
Crikey. And then at 1 a.m., were you brought home again?
No, I was allowed to stay in the hospital for 2 nights. I was given a shower. They treated me very well. I understood why everything was going so slow, but it was just, it could have been over so much quicker if there was more SATU units. They kept me safe. They made me feel like there was no one going to be able to barge into the room. There was nurses. There was a nurse stationed outside all night. That sort of thing. So there is. I am not criticizing the work that my SATU unit did in Mullingar. I'm just saying there should be more than one in Dublin County, and there should be more in all of Ireland.
Given, Dublin, a city of more than a million people, and there's only one of these units. Is quite extraordinary. Did they just say, sorry, it's not available in Dublin, you have to go to Mullingar, or did they say you can hang around for X amount of hours and go to the one in the Rotunda?
No, we had an ambulance outside, so we were basically told we will be able to get to a SATA unit in Mullingar faster if we just go to Mullingar rather than wait around for the Rotunda.
As you say, Dominique, when you get there, the treatment is excellent. What happens then afterwards in terms of, because obviously anyone who's a rape survivor or a sexual assault survivor needs an awful lot of care and attention in the weeks, the months, the years afterwards. What is in place there?
Well, in Donegal, which is obviously where I'm based, there is two rape crisis centres, one in Dunloe and one in Letterkenny. And they offer help with court cases, they offer counselling, and they offer help to the family. But in my case, they could only offer me counselling because they were so overworked. They didn't have time or the resources to do any of the other things they were supposed to be able to. So my family never got any help with dealing with what happened to me. And I never received any help with my victim impact statement, or I never received anything to do with court accompaniment, which is where a person from the Rape Crisis Centre, or the RCC, will go with you to the court. Someone that you will get to know will go with you to the courts and will explain what is going on. So that person and your Garda liaison will be able to tell you, and you'll have two bits of information coming at you, so you can easily be kept up to date with what is happening in the courtroom. Because when you're in the courtroom, the judges and the lawyers, or the judges and the barristers, are talking in very legal terms, and if you're a lay person like I was, it's very hard to understand. So it's really important to have as much information as you can. But my Rape Crisis Centre in Letterkenny was never able to give any of that help to me because they didn't have the funding, or they didn't have the ability to give me any of those services, which is wrong, because in Letterkenny and the surrounding areas, Letterkenny is becoming huge. Every year we gain thousands more people, and the suburbs surrounding it are gaining more and more people so they can work in Letterkenny. And if you are attacked in Letterkenny or the surrounding areas, you need to be able to go to a rape crisis centre and be given everything that they offer. But sometimes they just can't, and they're not able to. But again, this isn't me saying that the services that I was given, the counselling that I was given, was top-notch, is top-notch. I still go. And if there, like I said in my letter, if there was a reward going, or an award going to rape counsellors, my counsellor would win 10 times over.
Yeah.
She's amazing. So I'm not criticising the people that work there. I'm criticising the funding and the government that aren't helping any of these services. It's completely unfair to the survivors, and it's completely unfair to the people that work there as well, who are desperately trying to give you a helping hand to get your life together, and they just can't do it.
Yeah.
It's so unfair.
For your family as well, because it's obviously they've never encountered anything like this before, I assume. It was probably difficult for them. And as you say, there wasn't counselling available for them. How did they struggle with that, with you know, getting the tools to support you?
They struggled greatly. My dad had to take 6 weeks off work. And my mother, after my dad's 6 weeks were up, decided to take another six weeks off work. But eventually, because my mum was taking so much time off work, she was fired, which meant there was less money coming into the house. This meant my parents didn't know how to deal with any of this. They didn't know whether they were in the right to be staying at home with me, or should they let me carry on my own. They didn't know, because at the time I was self-harming, they didn't know whether I was suicidal. They didn't know. I eventually was suicidal, and it had to be completely my decision to go into the psych unit in Letterkenny. for my own safety, my parents couldn't offer me any advice because they hadn't been told anything. And obviously I can't be the one telling them because that's just not the way it works. So even now, when I say I have anxiety or I'm very depressed, they still don't know what that means.
Mm.
They still don't know. I had an anxiety attack Saturday. And my mum was going, what? I want to help, but what do I do?
Yeah.
And in those times, when you are the one having the anxiety attack, you can't be the one saying, do this, do this, do this. Because you can't think. All your mind is doing is screaming at you, saying, get out of there, go for a smoke, walk home. That's all your brain is saying to you is, leave the situation.
Yeah.
So you can't be the one offering me advice in that moment.
In the last few years, Dominique, have things got better for you, or have they got better for your family?
On the whole, they have gotten better for everyone in my family. I am now living with my housemates rather than my family. I am able to do that. My parents, obviously they still worry about me. I can't stop that, unfortunately. But they are more comfortable with me being on my own in my house, as it were. I'd say it's very hard for them to not be able to see me every day to make sure that I'm all right, to make sure I'm taking my medication, all of that kind of thing. On the whole, it has gotten a lot better.
You waived your right to anonymity, Dominique, after the trial, as I understand it. Why did you decide to do that?
It's for this exact reason. I am now able to tell you and the public what is wrong with the system and why the government can't sweep us under the rug anymore and say that we're being taken care of properly when we're not.
Well, it's an incredibly brave thing to do.
Thank you.
I must say. And Dominique Meehan, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.